Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Edward, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Edward, this is Perry from Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, you?
Not too bad. You have about 5 minutes or so to talk about your Google Guaranteed program?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, so I spoke with you a bit ago, and just wanted to follow up with you on what the update is regarding the application data.
Yes.
Yeah, have you had a chance to check it out and fill out that form as soon as you can?
Yes, but the only thing is, that's why I was calling, because there is a question asking how much I'm allowed to spend on Google Guaranteed.
Yes,
but
sir.
I think that's something we already talked about, so I don't know what to answer there. I think I'm paying I make monthly payments for the service. So I don't want to make a mistake with the answer.
No. So you, for Google Guaranteed, which is one of our products that we have for you, it's not going to be a monthly cost. It's more like you pay for the leads that you get. So after the whole onboarding process, after the whole account creation has been completed, that's when we will reach out to you again to ask for you to provide that activation budget. And that budget will be used to support the leads that you will be getting. So that number that you provide, you're not always going to be paying that every single month. You only pay for the leads that you get from the prior month.
Okay. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So what I have to answer in that spot? Nothing? Just leave it blank or what?
No. You have to, if you want to start with the minimum, we can start with the minimum, but it's up to you, how much you really want to, how much.
And
you really
how much is the minimum?
Okay, let me get the information for you right away. Give me one moment here. All right, so the minimum is $505, 505 to start.
Okay. So I have
just
to do because I fill up everything else except that section.
Yeah, so for that monthly budget, you would just put 505 if you like to start with the minimum.
Okay. So let me see if I can find that here. So you sent me that form, I forget. I was filling that up. I don't know where is it now. Let's see. I don't remember the email. That came from your email, I believe, right? From Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
When you send it?
Yes, sir. We can quickly text you the form again if you would like to do that, if you'd like to see that.
Yes, I think I was checking on my email, so.
I can send an email or a text message to you with a link to the form again if you like.
Let me see if I found it.
Okay.
Come on. Yes, I have very much all done.
Mm-hmm.
I send a certificate. This license is not allowed. Okay, we don't need that. Here is, what is the business monthly budget for the Google Guarantee Program?
Yes, sir. And you can put the $505 there if you would like to start with a minimum.
Yes, I will start with that. And I think that's all what I have. Let me see. Next. Okay, next. Placing. Just me. Okay. What is the primary business owner's name? So it's my name here. What is the primary business owner social security number? So that's mine. Oh my goodness, I always have issue with that number. Let me find my number here somewhere. Hold on.
Okay, take your time.
I have to have many numbers on my head to keep the social security number in my head as well.
Yeah. Too many things to remember.
Right. So. Let me make sure it's that one. Yeah. Okay. Next. And Four Seasons Construction. Switch account is Four Seasons Construction. Use another. Four Seasons Construction Alive.com. Next. Next. The name and photo associated with your Google account will be recorded when you upload files and submit this form. Only the email you enter is part of your response, okay? So I believe I have everything.
Okay.
Let me see something here.
Okay.
Okay, it's there, okay. My general availability is there. So I send me back to page one. I submit everything and send me back to page one.
Yeah, you click submit on the bottom already?
Yes. It required the name and photo associated with your Google account will be recorded. When you upload files and submit this form, only the email you enter is part of your response. Required. So what's what I have to do here? Okay.
Just an email address, your own email address. So you could use the, okay.
For existing other clients, has to be a Gmail?
No, I don't believe it has to be a Gmail. You should be able to use your live, .com email, the Four Seasons Construction at live.com.
No, it's not letting me. I'm still on the first. Send it back to the first on the first page. The first sat there.
Mm-hmm.
For existing as you
What error message or what notes does it say on your?
The name and folder associated with your Google account will be recorded when you upload files and submit this form. Only the email you enter is part of your response. Require. Mm-hmm. But I did Four Seasons Construction at Live.com and it's not accepting. Is under Four Seasons Construction LLC for gmail.com. I don't remember even the password, the Gmail. My daughter opened the Gmail years ago and I never use it.
Oh, so Google recognizes that you already have another email address?
Yes. But I never use the Gmail. So
Definitely be able to use the live.com one. No problem.
So it's not one. Let me use another email. If I do create account, maybe?
I don't think you need to create a brand new account. No. You should be able to just simply use your existing account that you have already.
Live.com. Still on the same. Hold on. Yes, still asking me that. Submit. So if I click submit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Your response has been recorded. We will contact you as soon as possible. You may always contact us directly at the phone number for faster service. All right.
Okay.
I think it's all done.
Okay, let me double check on mine real quickly while I have you still on the line. Yes. Okay, great. I see your information. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So let us review this information. We will reach out back to you if we have any questions or any concerns that we need to contact you again. Okay.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Do you have any questions or concerns for me at this time?
Yes. I would like to know why. I appear on the second page of Google.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody's searching for roofing business in Dayton, mm-hmm. or surrounding,
mm-hmm.
I am on the second page. Nobody will check the second page in Google.
Yeah,
and you guys told me with this upgrade and everything we're doing, I will be on the first page all the time. And I'm on the second page. Nobody will check anything on the second. Well, when you're looking for something, you never go to the second page. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, personally, I don't do that either. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
The rankings, like the visibility, the positioning of your business listing will fluctuate over time. So you may be on the first, I'm sorry, you may be on the second page right now today, but this position can change over time. So what we're doing, will, increase the ranking of you.
Yes, yeah, go ahead, keep going. Okay.
I'm sorry, yeah, so I was just saying it will increase your rankings over time, but again, there's no guarantee that it will always stay 100% as the first position on the first page because the search algorithms on Google work, it always changes, over time. As for, the Google Guarantee program that, I'm here to discuss with you though, this will, help out also your Google Maps listing because they're both synced together. So what I mean is like the Google Maps listing that you were just talking about on the second page, those results
yes.
that you already have will show up on your Google Guaranteed ad. So it will help benefit
okay.
your Google Guaranteed ad. Yeah, so over time they'll both help out one another.
Okay.
But if you want more information and if you have like if you want more details on what's being done to Google Maps listing, I'll put this as a note and have the representative from the Google Maps team reach out to you.
Yeah. We just want to make sure. I mean, how we show up there and if you guys are helping with everything you guys told me for my name show up, at least show up on the first page. I'm not saying on the first place, but on the first page. So yeah, that's fine. I would like to talk with
okay.
with somebody
I
there
have it just noted.
About it.
Okay. I have this notated right. and we have somebody reach out to you. All right. Do you have any other outstanding items you'd like to discuss?
No. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for your time and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.